What's up, everyone? Hope you're having a good day. I am jacked up on coffee, so let's have a motherfucking chit chat. Today's topic, drumroll, is about trying. And I know that's very vague in general, but I had a midday pondering recently, and it has to do with my Instagram journey into the influencer slash food photographer. I mentioned in a previous episode that I am trying to become or chase my dreams of photographing desserts across the world, starting in my city with local bakeries and patisseries, and then hopefully, who knows, 5-10 years down the line, I may be getting paid to travel to Paris to eat fucking macarons and croissants under the Eiffel Tower. God, that was awful. Anyway, so during my Instagram influencer photographer journey, I asked myself a question. What's so wrong with trying? You know what I mean? Like, you look at somebody's profile or career or their life, and we throw around this insult called, like, oh, you're trying too hard. Like we refer to people as effortlessly cool, quotation marks, effortlessly cool, effortlessly chic, as if that's a compliment. And I'm like, wait. Shouldn't we be applauding effort versus effortlessness? Anyway, we're going to get into it. But first, I have to tell you a hilarious fucking story that happened to me at the coffee shop, right? So I woke up at 8. I went to a coffee shop called Bootstrap Coffee Roasters. It's on the west side of St. Paul. And I order, oh my God, okay. We're in the season of the pumpkin spice latte, and everyone is jacked up and raving about the PSL, right? The PSL is a legendary Starbucks Dunkin' Donuts drink. Wherever you get your coffee in the fall season, you know they got a pumpkin spice beverage. But have you ever tried a spiced squash latte? I know. It sounds a little bit weird. Like, why the fuck would we have a vegetable-flavored coffee drink? But I fucking love butternut squash. Like, roasted butternut squash in the oven, and it gets all soft and kind of mushy. And then you drizzle, like, honey or maple syrup or agave syrup on top and a dash of cinnamon. So good. Butternut squash. I love all fucking kinds of squash. Spaghetti squash, summer squash, butternut squash. Those are the only three kinds I know. But butternut squash, it's like the epitome of fall meals and beverages. And never in my life have I seen a coffee shop offering spiced squash lattes. And that's what I had today, and it's fucking delicious. So I'm at this coffee shop, and I have my pumpkin latte, and I order a fucking almond croissant, and just being like chuggy and photographing my meal and documenting my morning for the gram. And I see this man approaching. I'm like sitting outside on the patio, taking in all the views. There's a community garden to my side. It's fucking lovely. Birds are chirping. It's a crisp autumn morning here in Minnesota. It's like already fucking cold. I'm wearing fucking leggings with boots and like my teddy coat. It's fucking amazing. And I see this man approaching, and he's on the phone. And let me pull out my phone really quick, because I wrote down a word for word verbatim of what this man was screaming into the phone. I don't know who he was talking to, but this man came in hot and heavy and furious. And it's because someone, a mysterious someone, stole nudes, his wife's nudes, off of his phone. Here's what the guy said. The dirty pics my wife sends me are for me. They're not for you to take out of my phone. I swear I'll bash your fucking skull in. I'm a certified murderer. When I went to bed, the pics were on my phone. When I woke up, they were gone. Stop with the stupid act. Yeah, hi, can I get a caramel latte, please? Like, this man has no shame. He is going off on this mysterious stranger on the other end of the phone in public. There was me at this coffee shop and like 3 or 4 other people, you know, typing on their laptops, having a blissful morning. And then this guy comes charging in, accusing the person on the other end of stealing nudes and then also deleting the nudes off of his phone. And I don't know if this is true, but it sounded like he was talking to his cell phone provider, like T-Mobile or AT&T or something, because he kept on saying, "Let me speak to your manager. Is this how you operate business? What kind of service are you providing that you go into people's phones and delete their personal photos?" It sounded like he was talking to fucking cell phone provider. And like, is it their fault? I don't know. But what would you do if you had pictures on your phone and they were super intimate of like your wife or your partner naked, and then you woke up and only those naked photos were gone? Like, no other photos were gone, just the naked ones. What would you do? What the fuck would I do? It would be fucking weird. Here's what I would think. I would think that somebody hacked my iCloud. But I don't know who. I don't know who I would accuse. I certainly wouldn't accuse AT&T. Like, that seems like a stretch. I would accuse probably, like, a random internet hacker. Like, people get hacked all the time. Remember in, like, 2011 or 12 or 15 when there was that massive celebrity hack scandal? And all these nudes of, like, Selena Gomez, Jennifer Lawrence, all these nudes were hacked, and it was supposedly done by just one random hacker, like fucking Mr. Robot style. Instead of calling AT&T to bitch at them, the guy should probably just assume that some random hacker got into his iCloud and stole the photo. So anyway, that was my morning, just listening to this like very angry man, rightfully pissed. I mean, let's be real. These are pretty scandalous photos. Rightfully pissed that these photos are gone, but probably accusing the wrong person. I don't fucking think AT&T stole your nudes, okay? So that was my morning. Anyway, back to the topic of the day. What is so wrong with trying, okay? So I'm on this, like, food photographer path, and in, you know, along that journey, I'm making some changes with how I run my Instagram. You can tell within 3 seconds of looking at somebody's Instagram profile that they either take Instagram very seriously, or they want it to become profitable, want it to be their job. And on the flip side, you can tell when somebody's just like willy-nilly casual about Instagram. How can you tell that somebody's serious about the gram? Well, they're using VSCO filters, and the lighting is more professional, and there's certain angles and an editing process, and the captions are slightly more thought-provoking. There's usually a question at the end of the caption to increase engagement. There's hashtags, et cetera, right? We know what an influencer's Instagram looks like. And I was scared to make that shift from a personal profile to a more business-oriented profile because I was scared of coming across like I'm trying too hard. Like, oh, Sophie's clearly trying to be an influencer. She's trying to like make her Instagram bigger than it actually is. And then I was like, wait, why would people shit on me for trying? What's wrong with trying? Why is the social media world the only job, the only arena of business where trying is considered a bad thing? You would never shit on a lawyer for trying. You would never shit on a defense attorney for trying to win your case. You would never shit on a surgeon for trying to successfully complete a heart transplant. You would never shit on a pilot for trying to land the fucking plane. Like, no other job, no other career path in the world gets shit on for trying. Oh, look at this pilot trying so hard to land the plane. Oh my God, stop trying so hard. You need to be an effortlessly talented pilot. You need to be an effortlessly cool heart surgeon or fucking tax accountant or dog groomer or lion tamer. Like, no other profession shits on people for trying the same way Instagram does. If anything, we should be applauding people for trying. Like, effort is sexy. Effort is a turn on. And not just in the career world, but like, especially in the dating world. Think of your best first date. Wasn't there significant effort involved on both parts? Like, you put in effort to take a shower, do your makeup, style your hair, pick out a flattering outfit or like an outfit that you feel confident in. And then, you know, I'm speaking of a stereotypical heterosexual relationship where the woman, you know, gets all dolled up and the man takes the effort, takes the time to pick out a romantic restaurant or like a really cool, fun speakeasy. You know what I mean? Like, effort on a first date is so attractive. Have you ever been on a date where there's been no effort? Like, for me, for example, during a brief period when my husband and I actually broke up, I was on Tinder doing what single girls do, swiping and dating, and I agreed to meet this guy at a coffee I agreed to meet this guy at a coffee shop around, like, in the evening, like, at, like, 7 or 6 p.m. And at first, I thought, okay, how original to meet at a coffee shop. Like, no alcohol involved, just plain as day, like, fucking Central Perk vibes. Let's just meet at a coffee shop. You can order a hot chocolate if it's too late to drink coffee for you. Have a fucking, like, muffin. Let's just catch up. Like, it was so cool to me that this guy wasn't trying to pour alcohol down my system on a first date. So first impressions, cool, coffee shop, I'm down. And then as we get to talking, I realize the only reason he chose this coffee shop is because it was steps from his house. It was the closest place of business where you could sit, chill, hang out, drink something, eat something that was closest to his house. So in the end, I was totally wrong. And he actually put zero effort into picking a location. He just picked the spot where he could fucking walk home. Because I remember as we were leaving, I got in my car and I was like, oh, like, which way did you park? And he's like, nah, nah, like, I didn't drive. My house is right there. I'm like, cool. So zero effort on your part then. You know what I mean? And same thing with like conversation and trying to get to know someone on a first date. Another example. During my Tinder phase, I went on a date with a guy who played for the B team LA Kings. Like, LA Kings is the state's NHL hockey team. And this guy played for the B team, which is like pretty impressive to me. This was the guy with no fucking teeth. I told you in a previous episode about this guy who took out his teeth because he had like fake veneers because he played hockey and got all his teeth knocked out. And I still had sex with him. I still had sex with this like toothless monster. So we're at sushi. And I am trying so damn hard to get a conversation going. How was your day? Did you have hockey practice? Like, just, it's like fucking first date vibes. And this guy is giving me nothing. He's giving me like one or two word answers. And it was literally like pulling teeth, like pulling every single tooth out of his mouth, trying to get this guy to tell me something or ask me a single question about my life. Like, people who put in zero effort are fucking losers. And so I'm wondering, like, why are we applauding people for being effortlessly cool, effortlessly chic? Oh my God, your style is so effortless, so easy, so chill. And like, I understand the chillness. Like, I understand when somebody isn't so like go, 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 determined, you know, girl boss, crush it. You got to chase your dreams. Like, I understand the chill vibe. I get it. I get when, but there's a time and a place to fucking hustle and work and try and take the leap and take chances and like advertise your dreams almost. Like, put your shit on the table. Let's put all the cards on the table. This is what I'm doing. This is how I'm going to achieve it. And you're going to fucking watch me try. There's a time for that. And then there's a time for, yeah, like, let's fucking chill. Let's take it easy. We don't have to be chasing our dreams 24/7. So with this like mind shift I'm having now, where I'm going to start applauding people who try. I'm going to start applauding the people who clearly give a shit about their business, about their life, about their looks, about their appearance. You know what I mean? Like, you could, don't fucking lie. Don't fucking lie. You've been to brunch somewhere or a restaurant or happy hour and you look over at a person, usually a woman, and you think to yourself, oh my God, this bitch is trying so hard. She's wearing all this makeup and her hair is done and she's wearing a fucking gown and these fucking heels. And let's say like you're in sweatpants and sneakers, right? So you're not trying. You're just at brunch kicking it with your friends. But you look over and you see this like dolled up woman and you think like, oh my God, this bitch is trying so hard. Like, stop trying to make fetch happen, Gretchen. Okay? Why are we shitting on Gretchen for trying to make fetch happen? This woman is passionate about the word fetch. And you know what? We should be fucking applauding her. We should be telling her, like, good for you. Good for you for having a dream. Good for you for chasing your dreams and not being scared to, like, march to the beat of your own drum. So the next, and like, look, I've done this too. I have, I'll admit it right now, looked over at another woman and thought, this person is trying too hard. Yeah, guilty. And you know what? I'm going to change that about myself because now that I'm like on this photographer path, there are people from my high school or my college days who are going to look at my profile and say, Sophie is clearly trying to become an influencer. Her type of content has changed. It has like it's shifted. And you know what? Instead of people being like, oh, she's trying too hard, I want people to say like, no, she's fucking working. Work. You better work, bitch. You want a Maserati? You want a hot body? You better work, bitch. Hashtag free Britney. Speaking of free Britney, I think her dad is like on the way to ending the conservatorship. So that's good news. So anyway, you know, let's not shit on people for trying. If you know someone, and I'm sure you do, and maybe that person is you, maybe you're like trying to get a raise, or you're trying to get a promotion, or you're trying to get your husband or your partner to propose, or you're trying to take that next step. Like, don't shit on yourself for trying. Don't beat yourself up as if trying is pathetic or lame or only losers try. It has to come effortlessly to you. And I'm not, you know what, I'm not going to lie, because there is some truth to the fact that people are naturally born with a certain talent. I do believe that. Like, there are some people in this world who are just naturally funny. They're natural. They have the gift of gab. They have the X factor. They're naturally witty. They're naturally clever. They're naturally good at writing. They're a natural painter or drawer. Like, we are kind of born with a certain set of skills. But that doesn't give us an excuse for demoralizing or criticizing people who may not have been born with those skills, but are actively trying to improve and get better and enhance whatever skill they want. Like, have you ever been to a terrible, what is it, improv comedy show? And it's, you know, they'll be like, hey, crowd, you know, throw out a word, throw out a feeling. And the crowd will be like, pissed off or hungry, you're curious, and they'll be like, okay, curious, go. And it's totally on the spot, improvised. And sometimes it's fucking funny. And then you think like, wow, these people are talented and this is a real gift, being able to think on your toes like this. But sometimes, and we've all been there, the comedy is so bad and you just want to like sink into your chair and you want the earth to swallow you whole. And you can't help but think like, oh, they're trying, but it's just like not working. The jokes are not landing. It's not funny. And then it becomes terrible and awkward. And then the actors themselves realize that it's terrible and awkward. And then you're just like sitting in this like auditorium filled with awkwardness and you just want to die, right? Even though you're trying, like you making the conscious effort to try, I'm not going to promise you it's going to pay off. Okay. I'm not going to promise that your jokes are going to fucking slap, or your first DJ set is going to be a hit, or your first business meeting is going to be a sensation. There are no promises. There are no guarantees in this world. All you can do is fucking try. And if you fail, then you know what? You fucking try again. You know, I believe it was Winston Churchill. And I read this quote recently. It was Winston Churchill who said, success is stumbling from failure to failure without a lack of enthusiasm. Okay? Like, let that sink in. Success is moving from failure to failure without lacking your enthusiasm. And enthusiasm is pretty damn near to trying. I would say enthusiasm and effort and trying are all synonyms for each other. Wouldn't you agree? Like, enthusiasm is trying. It's chasing. It's running after things. It's being a go-getter. It's being a self-starter. And if you're going to fail, well, guess what? You're probably going to fail again and again and again. Fall down 7 times, stand up 8. Whatever that, like, fucking Japanese haiku is. Like, fall down 7, stand up 8. So make a promise to yourself not to shit on other people for trying. And I'm going to promise myself this too. And to also not belittle yourself for trying. Just look at your friends and be like, yeah, I am fucking trying. I am fucking trying to be an influencer. I am trying to make money. I am trying to be famous. I am trying to gain followers. I am trying to make money, bitch. That's what I'm doing. What the fuck are you doing? Just sitting there judging, you know, pointing your finger at me and laughing? Like, that's not a good person. That's not a person I want to associate myself with. That's not a person who needs to even be in my life. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with trying. And I had to convince myself of that today because I thought briefly for a period that me trying to do this food photography thing was lame. Like, why even try? Like, why even bother? That was my attitude for a while. And then I was like, well, the reason you try is to fucking succeed. And sorry to be like choogy and cliche, but there's that quote like, oh, what if I fall? And oh, darling, what if you fly? What if you fly? What if you fly? So I'm gonna fucking try to fly. Try to fly. Hashtag try to fly. All right. That is Friday's mental health chit chat for you. I'm here to be your hype woman. I'm here to be your hype person. We can hype each other up. If you want to see my dreams unfold in action, because sometimes, yeah, it's helpful. It's helpful to have a reference photo or like a reference person or a person you can turn to who's doing the same thing you are. So in that case, I would encourage you to follow me on Instagram at Sophie Radvan, and you can also leave me your Instagram handle and we will follow each other. We will keep each other accountable and on path and motivated and determined. And we'll just walk through this bullshit world together. And together we'll just be two people trying to make our fucking dreams come true. You know what I mean? That's all I have for you. So that's Friday's chit chat. And I will see you on Monday with a new episode. Bye.